tonight as we look at three anchors for the new year. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6 is what we're going to look at for this evening. How to meet the difficulties of life for the new year. How do we maintain the devotion of life? Secondly, and thirdly, how do we make the decisions for the days to come? You and I are travelers out there on the highway of life. And in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, we can find some anchors there that will help guide us on our journey of life. I want to point out three specific road signs or anchors, if you will, that this text provides for us. Down through the ages, all have used guides of various kinds, road maps, navigation systems that we now have in our modern world today to help guide us from one place to the next. But tonight, I want you to know, those who follow Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 will never lose their way or be deviated from the path of life if we stick to the guidelines that are given here in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, 5, and 6. First of all, I want us to look at how to meet the difficulties that we have in life. How do we meet these situations that are out there? I believe that each one of us here this evening would agree to the fact that life is filled with difficult times. There are good times that we have in life. There are the bad times that we go with. And regardless of who you are, whatever station or lot you maintain in life, no one has ever traveled the years without difficulty. In fact, Job said that man is born unto trouble as the sparks fly upward. He also said, man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. And the question is not what to do if difficult times come, but the question is, what do you do? What do we do? How do we respond? How do we react? How do we accept when these difficulties in life begin to appear and happen with us? First of all, what is our human response to difficulties? In verse 5 of Proverbs chapter 3, the writer says, lean not unto your own understanding. Notice that. Lean not on your own understanding. That word lean means to support one's self. When difficulties come, we often try to deal with these things on our own strength and on our own resources. We try to carry the load ourselves. We try to solve all of our problems ourselves. And what we find is that we cannot do it on our own strength. We have to rely upon the Lord. Someone said this, everyone's worried about the economy, but my hairline is in recession. My waistline is inflation. And altogether, I'm in a state of depression. Doesn't that sound like a lot of people where they are tonight? From the hairline to the waistline to the depressed mind. You see, if you and I lean on our own understanding and we try to support ourselves, it always results with worry. It results in anxiety. It results in discouragement. It results in depression. There are going to be difficulties that you and I cannot solve. We cannot handle on our own. There are times when we reach the end of ourselves, and difficult times have a way of exhausting and taking away our strength. I could not help but think as I heard about the shooting in Fort Worth this morning at the West Freeway Church of Christ there in White Settlement. Someone back on the back seat just stood up and started shooting. And it was two parishioners who were packing firearms that shot and killed the shooter. But, you know, as I mentioned this morning, you don't know what a day will bring forth. I read just this weekend where the ESPN college football reporter Ed Ashkoff was a rising star on television. He was set to be married in April. Then he contracted pneumonia on November the 30th while covering the Ohio State victory over Michigan. He died on Tuesday on his 34th birthday. News commentator. And then a massive redwood tree fell in Muir Woods National Monument in California on Christmas Eve, killed a man who was walking one of the trails. A typhoon struck the Philippines on Christmas Day, killing at least 28 people. A passenger plane crashed this morning shortly after takeoff in Kazakhstan, killing at least 12 people. The Coast Guard is searching for a helicopter with 7 people on board that failed to return from their tour in Hawaii. And a girl was pronounced dead yesterday at Los Angeles International Airport after she suffered a heart attack while aboard a plane bound for Seattle. And let me tell you, the brokenness of this world demonstrates our need for help in the world that you and I live in. I read an article about a popular and successful man, businessman, that committed suicide. The article stated something that I found very interesting. It explained that the very talents that help these successful men attain what they attain can also contribute to their demise. Dr. Walter Smithson, a psychiatrist and director of the Central Psychiatric Clinic in Cincinnati, Ohio, said, "Self-made men, men who have come from nothing to build outstanding careers, are at high risk for suicide, especially when they are about to face disgrace." And that phrase, self-made men, caught my attention. Those are self-supported men. They believe they can handle anything. They believe they can solve any problem that comes their way, because they've been so used to solving problems all their life. And that's the one of the reasons they become so successful. But then there comes along a situation, something devastating or something very catastrophic, and it becomes a problem that they cannot begin to solve and handle. And so they take their lives. I don't know if you read this past week, I believe it was on Christmas Day, the lady in Boston in a parking garage. Now, police believe that she threw her 2 children down to the ground that killed them, and then she fell herself and took her own life. I want you to know we live in a very interesting world. There's a lot of things that you and I will never be able to understand. The writer of Proverbs said, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding." There are a lot of things in life you and I cannot understand nor will be able to. But I want you to know there are heavenly resources tonight. There are heavenly sources for the difficulties that you and I face. Instead of leaning on our own understanding, we are told in that passage, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Now, this morning, I mentioned the fact that Solomon said that we are to guard the heart. We are to guard the heart, because out of the issues of the heart spring the issues of life. And in this new year, I want us to understand that I think 3 of the things that you and I can do in order to meet these difficulties of life and to maintain the devotion of life and to make decisions of life, I believe they're all encompassed there in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. I know that every one of us here in this room tonight could go around the room saying, this is the favorite verse I have in all of the Bible. And in all of the passages, and in all of the canon of Scripture, of some 66 books, all of us would have our verse that we love best. But I want you to know Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, for all of my entire life, I don't even remember how young I was when I adopted these verses as my life verses. But I believe tonight these verses illustrate for us an anchor that we can have during difficult times. When we're faced with situations, we have a refuge we can run to. Moses told the children of Israel over in Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 27, he said, "The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms." I want you to think about that this evening. The eternal God tonight is my refuge, is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Regardless of what 2020 holds, the good, the bad, the ugly, let me tell you, the eternal God that you and I serve, he is our eternal refuge, and underneath are his everlasting arms. Let me tell you, that verse also says in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, trust in the Lord. Trust. That's a verse that we need to understand. It speaks of running to a refuge. Let me tell you, 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 3 says, "The God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my Savior that saveth me from violence." And then the psalmist said in Psalm chapter 9, verse 9, "The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble." And then in the 46th Psalm, verse 1, "God is our refuge and strength, a very help, a very present help in trouble." To trust in the Lord with all of your heart. So many of us trust in God with our heart, but we don't trust in him with all of our heart. Let me tell you, to trust in the Lord means, as Peter referred to in 1 Peter 5, verse 7, "Casting all your care upon him." Why? "For he cares for you." And then the psalmist said in the 55th Psalm, verse 22, "Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain you." Let me tell you, 2020 holds a lot of events ahead. I am sure there will be trials. I'm sure there will be difficult times. I'm sure there will be times of joy. But I want you to know one of the things that is for certain when we come to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not unto our own understanding, to know that the God of heaven, that we can cast our burdens upon him, knowing that he will carry those burdens and that he cares for us. In the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 15 and verse 4, "But when they in their trouble did turn unto the Lord God of Israel and sought him, he was found by them." Let me tell you, in this new year, if we're going to meet the difficulties of life, we must trust in the Lord, and secondly, lean not into our own understanding. But I want you to know, how do we maintain this devotion of life? One of the biggest dangers that you and I face on this journey toward life is to lose our zeal, to lose our passion, to lose our fire for the Lord Jesus Christ. That's always a danger on the road of life. Someone once asked Gypsy Smith, a preacher many years ago, why God had used him as he had. And Gypsy Smith said, "I guess it's because I've never lost the wonder of it all." I would ask each one of us tonight at the close of 2019 to take a self-inventory. Have I lost the wonder? Have I lost my zeal? Have I lost my compassion? Do I love Jesus as much as I did on that very first day? Christ, as the song says, means more to me than I could possibly know. Charles Spurgeon said, "We need red hot, white hot men who glow with intense heat, whom you cannot approach without feeling that your heart is growing warmer, who burn their way in all positions straight on to their desired work. Men like thunderbolts flung from Jehovah's hand, crashing through every opposing thing till they have reached the target aimed at. Men impelled by omnipotence." Charles Spurgeon used to speak to his students about the importance of the incredible passion for Christ. You and I must never lose the wonder of it all. We must stay on fire for Jesus with hearts aflame for him. We sing that song, "Set My Soul Afire." How many of you remember the first time you ever sang it? I was at Falls Creek. Any of y'all remember Falls Creek, Gene Bartlett? Some of you can go back before Gene Bartlett and remember B.B. McKinney. Can you remember those days when we would sing, "Set my soul afire, Lord, set my soul on fire"? One of the treasures that I have, a great aunt of mine that lived in Phoenix, Arizona, when she was just a young girl, she would be way over 100 now. But she sent me one day a little New Testament that B.B. McKinney had written a note to her in the front of that little Bible. And I never think about the B.B. McKinney Chapel when we used to go there and we would practice the music. And as the roof line was raised up like this, as B.B. McKinney would lift his hands to lead the music, I want you to know you and I must maintain our devotion, our devotional life, our acquaintance with God. Our text goes on and says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him. Notice that word, acknowledge him. It speaks of knowing a person. It speaks of having a relationship with a person, that you're acquainted with that person. Peter said in 2 Peter 3:18, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and forever. If you and I are going to grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in 2020, that means we've got to become more acquainted with him day by day. Eliza E. Hewitt was invalid for most of her life. She had a spinal condition. But out of that experience, she developed an intimate relationship with the Almighty. Listen to the hymn she penned, and John Swinney wrote the music for it. More about Jesus, let me learn. More of his holy will discern. Spirit of God, my teacher be, showing the things of Christ to me. More about Jesus, more about Jesus. More of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me. Oh, I have seen down through the years, as you have witnessed yourself, how many, many people, they start off with a bang for Jesus. And they get so excited. And somewhere along the way, coldness comes over them. And they lose their fire and they lose their passion. And they miss and lose the wonder of it all. Jesus said, I have come to give you life and to give you life more abundantly. Let me tell you, when you and I cease to learn more about Jesus and we become contented and complacent in life, then we've lost the wonder of it all. There needs to be an acquaintance with the Lord Jesus as we grow, but there also needs to be an awareness of God. Notice the writer of Proverbs said, in all thy ways, what are we to do? Acknowledge him. This implies that the Lord is not just someone that we have an occasional friendship with, but one in which we have constant fellowship. It speaks of how that we have this incredible awareness of God, but he's more than just a place in our life. He is preeminent. There's nothing that we do in which we don't include him. There's nowhere that we go that we don't take him with us. The whole of life is centered around the Lord. It should be the rule of our lives to do nothing without God's blessing upon it. So make the Lord a part of everything you and I do. Don't leave out a single thing in your life, but take him with you on your journey of life. Have an incredible devotion with him. There's a third anchor that we can get from this passage tonight. How do you make the decisions of life? Life is filled with all kinds of decisions. A lot of decisions are easy to make that you and I could just snap our finger, flip a coin, and we would make a decision and no big deal. But then there are other situations that are much more challenging to know, what do I do? How do I respond? How do I make this decision? In verse 6 of our text, it says, trust in the Lord. There are a lot of people tonight that are trusting in a lot of things. A lot of people are trusting in their works, thinking it's going to get them to heaven. Folks, there's a lot of people tonight trusting that their wealth is going to get them into heaven. There's a lot of people trusting tonight in their fame and their popularity that's going to get them into heaven. But let me tell you, the writer of Proverbs says, trust, put your trust where? In the Lord, because you can trust him. He's truth. Thomas said, Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way? Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. Let me tell you, he is the absolute standard of truth. You and I can trust him. When we trust in the Lord, when we acknowledge him in all of our ways, then notice what the writer of Proverbs says, he shall direct thy paths. He shall direct our paths. When we trust in the Lord with all of our heart, when we lean not unto our own understanding, in all of our ways we acknowledge him, and fourthly, he shall direct our paths. 2020 will be filled with many decisions. A lot of those decisions will be tough decisions. Lots of family members will be making tough decisions. Do I move out of my home? Do I move to where my children are? Do I go to assisted living? All of those kinds of challenges are real. Health issues arise, and health issues create situations where decisions have to be made about things that we have to do. God promises us in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, if we trust in him, if we acknowledge him, if we lean not into our own understanding, but in all of our ways acknowledge him, he promises he will guide us and direct our paths. The psalmist said in the 32nd Psalm, verse 8, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou should go. I will guide you with my eye. The psalmist said in the 48th Psalm, verse 14, the psalmist said, for this is God, our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even to death. Someone penned these words. He does not lead me year by year, nor even day by day, but step by step my path unfolds. My Lord directs my way. Tomorrow's plans I do not know. I only know this minute, but he will say, this is the way. By faith, now walk ye in it. And I am glad that it is sold today's enough to bear. And when tomorrow comes, his grace shall far exceed its care. Why need to worry, fret, or fear? The God who gave his son holds all my moments in his hand and gives them one by one. Let me tell you, not only will he lead us in the right paths, he will direct us, but our paths will become prosperous. Let me tell you, when you and I travel a prosperous road, spiritually speaking in life, let me tell you, God is interested in the physical things of life. I believe that God is interested in our physical well-being, but I think he's far more interested in our spiritual growth and our spiritual well-being. Remember the words God gave to Joshua as you face 2020, Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it, notice, day and night. It's a daily thing. We spoke about the daily managed life this morning. He says, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do what? According to all that is written in it. That's the problem with families today. That's the problem with America today. That's the problem with our leaders today. Let me tell you, this America was founded upon the Judeo-Christian principles. Let me tell you, when you take Christ out of all of the places that he's been thrown out of, then you can expect to see all of the things that happened. John Cooksey and me were talking right before church. Growing up, we had our own guns. We had shotguns. They were in pickups behind the seat. Any of you ever have those? We didn't even think about trying to go out and shoot anyone. We couldn't even begin to comprehend that. The issue is not guns. The issue is people. And the issue is, they're not living by God's standard. I love that. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then, you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. So many people wonder why they're in all of the messes that they're in, why their children are in the messes they're in, their grandchildren are in the messes that they're in. Let me tell you, the answer starts right back there in the book of Joshua. If we would take this book and we would meditate in it day and night and not let it depart from us, but we would observe to do according to that which is written. Let me tell you, 2020 would be a far better year for families, for nations, for America, for churches, for individuals. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin. I will heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14. May 2020 be the best years of the rest of our lives. Amen. Would you stand as we pray together? Father, we thank you for this time.